We're learning Shmiras HaLoshon, Shar Tavuna, Perek Yudalid, the paragraph which begins, Gam Yisboinen B'chaymer Ha'ovayin Hazeh. And just to backtrack and remind us, the topic of discussion here is that of Gaiva. Arrogance. What does Gaiva have to do with Shmiras HaLoshon? What does arrogance have to do with guarding one's mouth and speaking Lashon Hara? And the question is the answer. The Chavetz Chaim here is telling us, because a person is a Baal Gaiva, an arrogant individual, a haughty person, he puts people down. Since he puts people down, he speaks about them freely. So he's telling us here, a person has to work, if he wants to be careful not to speak Lashon Hara, he has to work on this Midah Ra of Gaiva, of arrogance, not to speak Lashon Hara. Let's continue. Gam Yisboinen B'chaymer Ha'ovayin Hazeh. He has to contemplate the severity of this Aveira. Shehu lo yisaseh miminyan tayag. It's a lo yisaseh. One of the Tarig mitzvahs, 630 mitzvahs. K'ma shikosov, as it says in Devarim, Perik Ches, Pasuk Yedal. V'rom livavecha v'shachachdo es Hashem lakecha. And your heart will become haughty. V'rom levavecha v'shachachta, and you will forget es Hashem lekecha, Hashem your God. K'mo shekasev esmag is a smag, the Sefer Mitzvos God brings down. And this is really the source of it all. When a person feels arrogant and the first person feels proud of himself, there are no boundaries. He feels he can do everything. Eventually, a person could get to the point of feeling he's a god. It sounds ridiculous, but we've had this. Paro said, I created the yor. Paro said, I created the yor. Now, we all know why he had to wake up very early in the morning before everyone else did. But yet, Paro said, Ani Assisi, I created it. A person can, whether he fully believes it or not, but make himself into this deity. V'amru Chazal, Gemara said in Soito, Kol Odom Sheish Bay Gasa Saruach, Kilo Oyved Koichovim Umazoloi. So whoever has Gasa Saruach, this Midah Ra of arrogance, it's as if he's an idol worshipper. A person who is an arrogant individual, it's as if he's an idol worshipper. As long as a person wants to make his name greater in this world, his name, Hashem says, doesn't work that way. You want to elevate yourself, I'm going to knock you down. Your name will get smaller and smaller. And his body, his guf, his mechulul, is disgraced amongst the people, society. Gam yisboinen begoydel onshoi boilam hazeh boilam abo. K'moish amru. Furthermore, a person has to contemplate and think about it. And contemplate and think about it does not mean coming to a shir, and then when the shir is over, come to the next shir. And then go to the next shir. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants us to do. He wants us to say, oh, Baruch Hashem, you go to a shir. What do you learn in a shir? Well, I go to a shir. And you learn about Gaiva. He wants us to be spending time thinking about it. Whether it's stuck in traffic, whether it's designating time, making sure we think of what is Gaiva doing to a person. Gaiva makes a person knocking someone else. And by him doing that, other people look at him and say, you're nothing, you're an empty individual. Because the only thing that makes you good is to knock someone else down. And the onlookers really view him as a nobody. Says the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Tesam and Beis. B'shvil dalad dvorim nichsei bali batim yoredin litmoin. The Gemara discusses four different reasons as to why the finances of a person will dwindle into nothing. And one of these four reasons is v'al gasa soruach. arrogance. You have many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives reward to people with tremendous amount of wealth. Tremendous amount of wealth. And this wealth brings people sometimes to a level of haughtiness which is beyond understanding. It's beyond anything. And Hashem says, you know, it's so beyond, I have to bring you back to a world of reality. And poof, it's gone. In the past few years, in the recession and the economy, we've seen this too often with individuals. And here, gasas ruach, the Gemara tells us, will cause a person to be yoreh l'tamoin. Any person who is an arrogant individual, l'soif mismait, he'll be lessened. Hashem says like this: Ein ani v'hu yichalim l'adar b'olam. The world is not big for the two of us. The world is not big enough for the two of us. And let me tell you something. Hashem's not going anywhere. If Amar Balazar, Kol Adam Sheish Baygas Seruach, whoever is an arrogant person, Ein Afaroi Ninar L'Tchias HaMeisim, he will not be resurrected at the time of the resurrection of the dead. Ein Afaroi Ninar L'Tchias HaMeisim. This reminds me of the story with Rav Akiva Eiger. The story that a very, very wealthy person was nifter. And the Chevra Kadisha didn't want to take care of his body. And the family members were very upset. And they went over to Rav Akiva Eiger and they told him what's going on. The Chevra Kadisha doesn't want to deal with his body unless the family pays a ridiculous price that they never charge other people. So Rav Akiva Eiger explained the situation as follows. Rav Akiva Eiger told him that Chazal tell us that a malve beribis, one who lends with interest, will not come back by Tchias HaMeisim. So the Chevra Kadisha wants to charge you much more because he'll be there for much longer. That's what he told the family members. They were upset, but their father lent with interest. And you're not allowed to do that. And the Chevra Kadisha was saying, you can't do these type of things. So the family is... And that's where Rabbi Akiva Eiger was explaining. I'm not saying the halacha, not halacha. I'm just telling you the ma'isa, shahayi kachaya. Another Indian over here, Ein Afarei Nina Dchias HaMeisim. These are all different points to be thinking about. Shenemar v'chulei. V'umida k'negin mida. This is measure for measure. The tachas shohayaloi lachshoiv tamid benavshoi. The soifo leilech l'makam afarima v'soileya v'loi isgois. That since this person should have been thinking about his end, the end of all mankind, is that he will be going to a place of offer, of dirt, and worms, and maggots. I remember once I was by a levaya, just after finishing putting in the earth into the ground and above the kever. I saw a worm go up and down, in and out. And I'm just thinking of that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where B'shas Maisim, when we deal with people, we have to remind ourselves of that worm. That worm had a mission. That worm was heading towards his next lunch. And that person is that same person, not I'm saying the nifter, I'm saying a person is a person that uses his mouth to knock other people down. And when the person knocks other people down, he speaks Lashon Hara. That's why it's so important for a person to focus on not being a Baal Gaiva, and then he won't speak Lashon Hara. V'uloi kein chashav, he did not think about this, that he is future worm food. He thought he'll be on top of the highest places. He'll have the place on the top of the building. He's not going to be offer rima v'saleo. He doesn't think about these things. Therefore, when his body becomes dirt, it doesn't have the energy, the ability, the strength to wake up by Tchias HaMesim. And everyone else will get up on their feet. The who, in this person, the Baal Gaiva, the Baal Lashon Hara, who spoke Lashon Hara, Yishar Mushkov Nomuch Tachas Kapois Raglei Kol HaNoshim. He will stay lying down, remaining underneath the feet of all those people who he spoke about. This is one of the ultimate levels of a Gehenim, of a punishment. When a person sees those people who he knocked, who he made fun of, they now are stepping, walking around while he is lying down in that earth. That is one of the greatest levels of a punishment. That he elevated himself while he was still alive. He is disgusted in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toyavas Hashem. It's an abomination to Hashem, kol gval lev. Anybody of an arrogant heart. If we take a step back for a second and you think for a second of what's taking place here, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a person. And Hashem says, I create you with a mission. And the last thing Hashem wants is for this person to be arrogant and to take the kalim, the ability of life, to use that to destroy someone else, to emotionally knock someone else. Hashem says, you do something like this. Toyavas Hashem. I give you the ability to create, to enhance, to make people feel good. And you use it for the wrong purpose. The Ali Shor of Volbi Zatzal, he tells us this is one of the reasons why Lashon Hara is such a punishment, such a bad aveira. He gives a marshal. He says like this, a person has an antidote, a medicine that can cure people. And he uses that medicine to kill people. The same medicine can be used to cure people or to kill people. And he uses medicine to kill people. It's a tremendously bad crime that this person is committing. When the person was given this gift of l'ruach memalala, above all other creatures, he is a ruach memalala. He has this ability to speak. Speech was given to us to connect people, to create a bond, a relationship, a closeness. And he uses his dibur, his speech, explains Avolbi, to separate people. He's using an antidote as a weapon of mass destruction. And that's why Lashon Hara, as we know today on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, which is the beginning of the 3 weeks, you know, people say sometimes, Let's get to a new topic. We've heard Shmiras Halashon already. Come on, let's get to something new, something more interesting, something more enjoyable, something more practical. And then we forget sometimes that there is a Shiras Arba Tammuz, there is a Tisha B'Av, and there are 3 weeks in between that we don't have a base of Mikdash. And as the Chafetz Chaim tells us, the number one reason, not the only reason, but the number one reason as to why we don't have a base of Mikdash is because of Sinas Chinam, is because of Lashon Hara. Sinas Chinam means Lashon Hara. And it's very difficult, especially in the world we live in today, where the society we have of freedom of speech, everything is free. Of course, you have to pay for it, but it's freedom of speech. And you can say and act in any way you want. There's no boundaries. In the generation we live in, just everything is allowed. Words are just words. And then we come to our halachas, which is not true. You can't just talk and say whatever you want. We have to reprogram ourselves. Let's see another paragraph. The Chafetz Chaim is now telling us this is how a person should be thinking. He shouldn't be thinking how much I do know in Torah and how much I do accomplish in my mitzvos. Between man and man and between man and Hashem. What he should be thinking about is how much I don't know. Kasher yisboinin ha'odam es goyla niyusoy. His impoverished state of Torah and mitzvahs. How little he knows. He won't have what to be arrogant about. When a person knows something more, you know, I see by my little children sometimes. One child will say to another child, what's 1 plus 2? that's a big question, right? 1 plus 2. Now, if you don't know what 1 plus 2 is, you don't know 1 plus 2 is, because you're just not holding there. You're too young. You're 3 years old. But the 5-year-old might say, you don't know what 1 plus 2 is. I have one, sometimes my 4-year-old now, she says to me, someone said, I'm stupid. So I said, are you? No. So you're not stupid. So what do you care? Are you an elephant? You're not an elephant. You're not stupid. So ignore it. Trying to train them to build a little thick skin. Now, the other one, the other culprit, had to deal with the culprit also. But unfortunately, the age of children, we don't train them properly, then when we get older, comes to talking in shul, talking during laning, talking during chazar sashats, talking whatever we want to say. And then we go and organize the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation videos. And we watch those videos, and sometimes we cry. Because sometimes they get emotional. Like, there's a scene I remember seeing once where a little girl running, calling out, Mommy, Mommy. And she's running closer and closer. And she reaches her mother by the gravesite. This was one of the videos. It's a heart-wrenching sight. Yeah. Who cannot shed a tear? And then those people who were watching these videos don't realize, wait a minute. Maybe my Lashon Hara is contributing to these type of tears. Nah, it's just words. What can words do? That's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us over here. You want to know a siba, a reason for the Churban Beis HaMikdash? For destruction? It starts with the words we say. Chmoshomer Chazal and the Darim. Did the Choser Makona, a person has to realize, Kishazeh Choser Makona, when he's lacking, what does he have? Even if he has a little Torah and Ma'isim Tovim, If he really contemplates and thinks about himself, how much can he accomplish? And how much has he accomplished? When a person will realize that the potential, the koiches, the abilities Hashem has ingrained inside of him, he has not worked to reach half or even a third of the potential that Hashem has given him, he won't be arrogant. I want to suggested reading. Open up the Hagdama to the Igros Moshe, to Rav Moshe Feinstein's Tshuvas. And open up, even before that, the Hagdama to the Tshuvas of Akiva Eger. Open up the Hagdama to these types of Svarim, where you would think it's like you would have to look at the cover. What am I reading again? Is this really right? They write about themselves. They ask the question, where do they have this ability, this authority to pass through such questions? Who are they? And they're not saying this out of fake humility. And you think to yourself, this is Akiva Eger. This is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, of course, Rav Moshe would never appreciate me putting in the same sentence as Akiva Eger. Now, Akiva Eger felt, how can I be put in the same sentence as the previous generations? And that's what he was saying. I'm not worthy. This is the concept, the mindset, where the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, we have to avoid gaiva. How do we avoid gaiva? Not thinking of all the great accomplishments which we have achieved, because then it makes us feel better about ourselves than someone else. But we have to think how much more we have to accomplish. On an ending note, I just want to point out that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, will continue with this Haggah, that it's important also not to let the Yetzirah get to us and not feel good about our accomplishments. I always try to explain both sides of the Yetzirah. How on one hand, when he sees people coming to learn Shmir Saloshin, on one hand he says, I lost the battle. So he says to himself, not so fast, as we discussed yesterday. So what am I going to do? I'm going to make sure make them to be the biggest Balei Gaiva. Those who learn Shmir Saloshin will become the biggest Balei Gaiva. I have to get them somehow. So then they learn about not becoming Balei Gaiva. Then there's another Yetzirah that kicks in. That's the Yetzirah of depression. That's the Yetzirah which is one of the worst Yetziraharas. When a person feels depressed, he knows that's the Yetzirah. Because when a person's depressed and he's downtrodden, he can't do anything. He can't function. He can't do any mitzvahs. He can't serve Hashem. So we have the flip side here. On one hand, we are not to become Balei Gaiva. On the other hand, if we don't appreciate the accomplishments we have, everyone has to feel good in life. So we have to make sure we zoicha on this day of Shiva Sabatamas, that Hashem will give us the proper siyat d'shmaya to feel comfortable in our own accomplishments and not to use these accomplishments to knock other people. Shkoyach. Thank you.